Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, true fans. The true fans are still listening to us after hour three. Todd's put his deodorant on. I've freshened my breath.
I'm telling you right now, it ain't working. Not the breath, the deodorant. I'm offending myself.
It is. And Cal has done nothing because he's in his own room.
I don't need to.
Denise always smells.
Well, you can tell. I mean, Cal, it's got the hazy smoke there kind of going on.
Hey, man, what are you saying?
855 Law Radio. Call us at 855-529-7234 if you want. Cal may or may not take your call. Welcome to KQAM, 1480 AM, and 102.7 FM, Wichita, Kansas, our newest affiliate. We got new affiliates every week. Those of you who are listening to us online at RadioLawTalk.com live, call your local radio station. Tell them, you better pick this thing up. I had some people call and say, why aren't you on that? Or email, why aren't you on this station? I don't know, why don't you call them? You know, tell them to pick us up. So we're pushing. Our goal is this year, and I think we'll exceed it, is 100 stations. We're getting close to 100 stations. Remember when we had like one or two when we first started about four and a half years ago? Now our affiliates are just growing.
Well, we have grown, and it's thanks largely largely to the quality of the show. Of course, it starts with that, and to Joe Sparrow, who is the affiliations director.
We appreciate him. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Other than remember we're talking about general topics. Seek local counsel. We are not giving legal advice. Do not say, Radio Law Talk taught me as follows. Unless you are around your dinner table with your in-laws, that's the only time you're allowed to use it. This hour, we're going to talk about, Representative Katie Hill. We're going to talk about Germany being sued over something we want to discuss. It's interesting. Harvey Weinstein. And we've got some lawyer gotcha moments. And at the very end, we do what's called quick takes, which is a really quick note about something important, because we know you'll only remember 7 minutes of this whole show, and we want you to take some tidbits with you so you can have the wonderful rest of the day, Todd.
Well, you often say, Fred, when you're talking about Radio Law Talk, that the only type of shows that rival Radio Law Talk are the Midnight Alien shows.
Oh, yes. Now, give us some music, some alien music. I don't know that I have.
Let me tell you something.
Let's see if I can come
up with it. I'm having a little trouble sleeping this past week.
Yes.
And so I listened to one of those alien shows, and all I'm going to say is there are some people that believe some pretty whacked out stuff out there.
That's a good one, Cal. That's a good one. Oh, they are. And those alien shows are so awesome. When you're driving across the Nevada desert, it's around 1 a.m., and it's snowing or starting to rain, and you go off the side of the road to take, you know, you're trying to look for a gas station because you're almost out of gas. And then all of a sudden you go off this road, you don't know where you are. Man, I tell you, that's the best time.
The car starts to cough.
And the thing is, if you listen to it for about an hour, if you listen for about an hour, pretty soon you start to think, well, maybe there is an alien base underneath the ice in the South Pole. Maybe the Anunnaki really did do something.
Maybe the great Greek prophet, Nostradamus and Moses, they both predicted the same thing. I mean, cause
maybe there is a race of lizard people living in the Earth's core.
Exactly.
I mean, Godzilla versus King Kong came out. They're talking about that. Right? Golly.
We have George on the line. Yeah, I got there looks like there's a saucer coming down right now, and I don't know what to do. Well, let's talk you down here. Let's see. What's it say on it? NAS. NASA. Okay, well, that's NASA. Good, that's all right. So anyway, that's what these wonderful shows are about. We are second to those shows. But what we're here for is one thing and one thing only. Cal, you're gonna have to get ready for this.
Okay.
Is we're here for case or no case, and this one is a really interesting case or no case.
Time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The Baby Ruth candy bar was very famous in its time. In fact, it still is famous, made by the Curtis Company. And the name was only one letter off from the world's most famous athlete at the time, Babe Ruth. It would be like they made a candy bar called the LeBron James, right? I mean, just, you know, leave off a letter or change a letter.
It'd be a support garment, the LeBron James.
Exactly. And because of the proximity to Babe Ruth's name, the Bambino was not amused. I'm going to tell him you said that.
Listen, separates.
The man who was chided for getting paid more than the President of the United States replied to that reporter's query, well, I had a better year than he did. George Herman Ruth wondered if he could make the makers of Baby Ruth, Curtis Candy, a pay up. The Baby Ruth candy bar came out in 1921. George Ruth was slugging away for the Yankees, and he said, well, maybe not. Why don't I just come out with my own candy bar? And so he did. Herman Ruth came out with a candy bar called the Babe Ruth Home Run Bar. At that time, was the only candy bar that sold for a nickel. Most others were a dime. The Babe Ruth Home Run candy bar also sold for a nickel. The people at Curtis were not amused, and they said, Babe Ruth is getting a little too big for his britches. Let's sue him. At least that was their thinking. Mr. Kunin, case or no case, and if so, what was the outcome?
That's a great one, Cap, by the way.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful one. Whether it's true or not or fake, that's a great
Isn't it good stuff? All right, Todd, what say you? You're a baseball guy. You got to have this all figured out.
Babe Ruth Home Run Candy Bar.
Yes.
Kind of rolls off the tongue there, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Yes. All right, you know, look, I am going to give an answer that has nothing to do with legal analysis. It has everything to do with Cal psychology.
Here we go.
Okay? Because I think that Cal is trying to go for the hat trick of no cases today. The first two have been no cases, and I think he's going to try to do it again. He's going to, and so I'm just going to say this sounds really all cool and well and good. The minute you said Baby Ruth, I thought of that scene from Caddyshack where they had to drain the pool.
Oh, God.
It's a Baby Ruth bar, whatever.
No,
he bites into him.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, gosh.
Also,
that leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Right? Also, it reminds me of a transcript I read once. But anyway. But I digress.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, that is a transcript that is infamous in this jurisdiction.
By a judge.
Yes. Cal, this is not a case. No, okay. This might be a scenario, but I'm going with no case.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Kuda. Mr. Penny, what say you? Did the Curtis Candy Company sue Babe Ruth?
I was thinking about is exactly what Todd said, but I don't want to follow Todd because he messed up last time.
Well, how's that working for you the last two times?
It worked bad. I don't know what Denise is going to say. I want to follow her again because I was thinking the same thing, that is a true scenario but not a true case because I don't remember anything about a Babe Ruth bar back in the 30s. You think I would hear about something like that? Because I follow baseball. I love baseball. I have a lot of baseball cards, by the way.
Which are getting red hot again in the market.
Did I tell you how many baseball cards I have?
Mm-hmm.
Take a guess.
4,000.
I used to collect them as a kid in the 70s and the 60s. And I got stuff back in the 50s and stuff. No, I think I'm about 35,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And I actually was in the newspaper when I was a kid about, you know, my cards and stuff like that. But anyway.
That was anecdotal.
I have the Abraham Lincoln rookie card.
All right, so I'm going to say it's not a case. I'm going to go with my gut. It's not a case. That's a really interesting thing, Cal. But it's just not a case. I think Babe Ruth, that's a trademark issue. They would fight and say that we have the name trademark. And I think they would win. If it was a case, I think Curtis would win against Babe Ruth because I think they'd have a trademark. And I don't care how famous he is, they can't use that because it's in the same category. You know what I mean? You could have same names trademarked in different categories. But that's the same category as a...
Yeah,
as,
directly,
so if it was a case,
product,
Babe Ruth would lose. After this, then talk about Pac-12 universities' lawsuits about trademark infringement. So that's right up there, Alex.
We've given Denise Dirks way too much time to think about this. But stay tuned. The answer to case or no case is coming right up. Did Babe Ruth get sued by Curtis, or was it the other way around. That's coming up after this.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
The old way.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You pay my fee, I'll take your cake. That's true. Not literally.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Well, back to Denise in the case or no case of the Babe Ruth. By the way, Cal Hunter brought each of us a Baby Ruth for us to eat. Thank you, Cal.
And it's perfect for lunch. The reason I did this, because you probably know this from your all students of history, you have to do to be fluent in the law, I think. But in the Depression, candy bars were seen as a meal replacement.
Exactly.
They were actually called full meal bars. There were all kinds of things to get people to think you get.
That's how Hershey started.
In the Depression, you're describing law school for me. Okay?
And during the wars, too, it was like a symbol of goodwill.
True.
And, you know, they passed out candy bars to kids. And
very true. And many of the candy makers made their reputation by getting contracts with the Defense Department to get their chocolate handed out in Europe, as you pointed out, Todd.
So I'm going to predict the Dini Sturks answer. She's going to go and she say, okay, so my answer, it's a Baby Ruth bar. Baby Ruth is made from dry roasted peanuts, rich caramel, smooth nougat. It's a sweet. It's a candy bar.
So delicious.
It starts with the letter B.
Yeah.
Has the word Ruth in it.
In other words, she's going to stall. Go ahead. No. You had all the time in the world.
Well, this is what I was going to say. Babe Ruth, I'm assuming Herman Ruth is Babe Ruth.
George Herman Ruth is Babe Ruth, yes.
Uh-huh. So Babe Ruth was known as Babe Ruth. I mean, that was his name. Everybody called him that. It was, you know, that was part of all of his publicity that, you know, that was his name. And so Baby Ruth stole from him. And so when Curtis filed a lawsuit against Babe Ruth for his candy bar, Babe Ruth then countersued for stealing his trademark or his name that he had used for all this time. And you know what happened? The court said, no, Babe Ruth is baseball, and Baby Ruth is candy bars. They're not similar. They're not likely to be confused. So the court denied both of their requests.
Hmm.
Case, no one wins.
No happiness at the end of
it. But it was a case.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the case? It was a case,
Curtis,
as he said, and then he cross-complained.
And he cross-complained.
Okay.
Well, let me give the answer requires a little narrative, so forgive me. When the Curtis Candy Company sued the George Ruth Candy Company over the use of the name, they actually won against Babe Ruth. How did they do it? Well, the story given in court during the trial was that the name of the Baby Ruth candy bar was inspired by President Grover Cleveland's daughter Ruth, whom the press had hounded the family for pictures of when she was born, and who sadly died at the age of 12 from diphtheria. However, this unlikely candy namesake had not been in the news for decades when the candy was released. There was a widely held belief also that the Supreme Court, the President of the United States, rather, deceased daughter, was not the actual inspiration. Many folks think the story was simply a cover so they could continue to sell candy bars using the notoriety of Babe Ruth. They're still on the market today, and those of you in the studio, I hope you enjoy your Baby Ruth candy bar. And we think the suit was over naming rights, and we do not see how much Curtis Candy won. Don't know how much they won. It was just naming rights.
So it was a lawsuit.
Correct. And Curtis won.
And Denise wins on that. And Curtis won.
Yeah.
And Denise, did you get 2 points?
No, because I said no one won.
Oh, that's one point.
I said
Todd, you and I lost again.
So I'm sorry it took so long.
That'll teach you to follow me.
Why am I following Todd all the time?
But it is a fascinating story. If you're interested in that particular time and what happened. That is case or no case.
Go to the Instagram story of Radio Law Talk. Go to our Instagram. It's just Radio Law Talk. And you'll see the picture of the Baby Ruth that Cal gave to us. And it was actually, I haven't been able, I'm going to try to eat it during the break.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to try to
Fred, Fred, you should just stop following. Look, if I was a character in a horror film, I would be the guy, when the axe murderer is running around, I'd be the guy running to the basement where all the knives are kept. That'll be the safe place.
Yeah.
Let's go there. Don't follow me, all right? Let's go into the cornfield. What could possibly happen there?
I know. What is going on with it? Todd, what's Todd saying? All right, opposite. That's my call. Denise, you were just nailing it today. I just have to say that.
I'm pulling a Todd. What he just said, I was going to say something, and I can't say it.
Don't say it over
there.
I can't. I'll save it for the break.
We don't want any trouble.
Yeah, the pack. 12. Who knows where Pac-12 is? That's Pacific 12, which is like Washington State, Washington, Oregon,
USC,
Cal,
UCLA.
USC, UCLA. Yeah. They are suing this company for trademark infringement, since we talked about trademark earlier with the Babe Ruth company, the Baby Ruth company in Curtis. what's going on is they're trying to claim that they are using this T-shirt and hat company is using the likeness of these Pac-12 teams in order to sell T-shirts and sell hats. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a regional issue. It's all, I mean, Pac-12 is all on the West Coast, but the specifics are,
I mean,
there are two schools, Washington State University and the University of Washington, and this Seattle-based company, which is also in Washington, is marketing T-shirts and hats using the logos from WSU and UW. And because all of the Pac-12 schools share in the revenue for all of the logos that are marketed correctly through apparel companies, the argument here is that this Seattle-based company is making money on these logos, and they don't have to pay any money to the schools for use of the logos. Now, this money goes into the pot, and it's shared amongst the schools. It goes to programs and things like that. And so they're suing to have them knock it off.
But look at the difference. Look at the difference. They're showing pictures between the two different, you know, I don't see a likeness.
Look, I mean, look.
Wash State, W-A-S-H dot State. A picture of the Washington State and our Cougars. Their Cougars really weird looking. The Cougar that they're using on their, that's the same colors. It just doesn't look even close to the same. And neither does the name Cougars. Cougars is a general name. Why can't you use Cougars? I think they're going to lose.
Cougars doesn't always apply to sports teams.
I think they're going to lose. That's the, well, I don't know.
I actually think that Pac-12 is going to win.
I'm going to say they're going to lose.
All right.
Let's
we'll
stay on top of that.
Okay, we will.
When we come back, we're going to talk
Cougars
a little bit about, yeah.
See, we can get away with that stuff.
It's 3 hours. Well, we got 3 hours. We're on the third hour. It's going to get worse.
All of a sudden, the car is off the road.
Wow.
Train's off the track.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about Katie Hill's suit against the tabloid. When we come back and we have to tell Todd, take another pill, relax.
Oh, my gosh.
Down, boy. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra has been asked by Arizona's Attorney General to tour the border. Mark Brnovich said the conditions constitute a clear threat to the health of Americans and illegal immigrants. House Republican Burgess Owens says he's concerned about the record-breaking number of children being housed in cramped conditions.
19,000 unaccompanied children being held in those pods down south. In the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a higher number, but a different group of 19,000.
Emergency surgery for Congressman Dan Crenshaw. The Texas Republican says he noticed blurry spots and said the retina of his left eye was detaching. He had surgery in Houston on Friday and says he's now essentially blind for about a month. As a Navy SEAL, he lost his other eye in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No points for you.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
And now back to the show. Here are Fred, Denise, and Todd.
You know what the bad news is, Cal?
What's that?
Is our poor listeners only have 30 more minutes to listen to us.
Oh, I know. It's the saddest half hour of their life, thinking that we'll be gone after that.
Well, they're probably sitting out with their feet up on the porch listening to us and enjoying life and driving around. So I'm sorry, but it's going to have to end pretty soon.
They can binge listen to us on the podcast.
That's true. Who would want to turn off the radio with us? I really don't know who would want to. But one of you guys want to talk about Katie Hill, the lawsuit? What's going on?
Oh,
we need to turn, Cal, turn on Denise. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Look, you just stop.
No, I had something caught in my throat. I had to cough. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I guess that I'm perfect for this topic.
As I would say, I love you, Denise.
That's an old joke.
So Katie Hill is the former representative from California who had to step down because there was a publication of photos of her and one of her assistants, who was a female, in a compromising position, and she was actually nude in the photos. So Katie Hill had to step down, and she was really pretty much disgraced from this. So she then sues the tabloid that ran the pictures. And she ran, of course, it was pretty much a breach of privacy issue, right?
Right.
And also she claimed that the nude pictures were basically pornography. And so, of course, the tabloid claims that it's free speech. So the right for them to be able to post these photos because they're of public interest. So what happens is at the trial court level, the court sided with the tabloids and said that Katie Hill did not have any right to her nude photos and to keep them private.
How did they come out, though? Did... Answer, okay.
Yes, it was her husband. So her husband took illicit photos of her in compromising positions without her knowledge or consent, and then he gave them to the tabloid to publish.
But see, doesn't that then it's not, she doesn't give consent then to those being published?
Exactly. That's what I think. I think she has a right to her likeness, number one, and then it's nude. These are nude pictures of her, and I don't understand why that's itself not a crime.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I would argue that it is a crime. Under California Penal Code Section 647J4A, for those of you keeping notes at home, it says that, I'm going to paraphrase this here, any person who intentionally distributes the image of an intimate body part or parts of another identifiable person, then it gives a bunch of other stuff, and it says, when the pictures were taken under circumstances in which the person or persons agree that the image shall remain private.
Exactly.
If that happens, the person that distributes them is guilty of a misdemeanor. Now, look, maybe the court looks at this and says, okay, well, the Daily Mail isn't the one that is in trouble here.
Right.
But the person who gave the Daily Mail these photographs might be guilty of a 647J4 or whatever. But still, given the fact that regardless of who is actually guilty of the crime, for purpose of a civil suit, given that the law clearly intends to keep these images private, and that the consent of the person depicted in the photograph is the one, is the consent that's necessary. I will be curious to see what happens with this case on appeal.
I predict that this is going to be overturned on appeal, and she's going to get her day in court.
I don't know, because I agree with Todd to some degree. The individual they're suing is not the person that gave out the photos. It was the husband.
Yeah, but who published them?
Well, that's apparently
that's the question.
The husband was taking them with her knowledge, or I don't know.
No, without her knowledge.
So,
and this caused the breakup of her marriage, as well as
she had no idea of these pictures. Okay,
right.
So let's differentiate between you. What I just read was the criminal code. So the person that could face criminal liability would be potentially the husband who had the photograph that gave the pictures to the tabloid. But my point is, from a civil suit, I don't see how the Daily Mail skates on this one.
Me either.
Given that there are criminal statutes that are designed to protect this individual's privacy, and they went ahead and published it. And the idea here, I think the ruling of the judge was, well, this is a newsworthy thing, and you're a... Well, guess what? We're covering this show right now. We're covering this right now. And I haven't seen the pictures, but I'm able to cover the news story. We don't need to see the pictures to cover the news story to say, look, there are pictures there. I don't agree that, well, because it's a news story, we have to put these pictures that are,
I get that. I see.
I just, don't you guys remember back when Princess Di, some paparazzi had used like a really newfangled camera and took pictures of her when she was
unclothed.
Semi-nude, which was common in Europe. That's not an uncommon thing. But she was in a private area and did not expect anybody to be taking any pictures. And that tabloid lost.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That tabloid lost. That was in England, of course, but that tabloid lost.
Well, we got a call from David from California, has a blanket pardons question. Now, remember, we're going to say this. We can't give legal advice over the air, but we can generally talk about it. We do have a power criminal lawyer here. Go ahead. Pop him in.
Oh.
Hey, David.
Yeah. Hey, morning. Or afternoon for you.
Yeah.
By the way, I got a huge echo, so I don't know if you got a way to
Yeah, we've got a little echo, but that's okay. Let's do it. We'll work through it.
All right. And by the way, I used to study tort cases throughout the central states in America, and intentional infliction of emotional distress seems like it might be applicable in some of those photos.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I think the state of Missouri, one of their former governors, he had to resign a while back, Greitens, had done the same thing. He basically tied up a woman, took naked photographs of her, and then was blackmailing her.
Huh.
And he's trying to run for governor.
So what's your question, David?
Well, recently in the Matt Gaetz business, apparently he was trying to get Trump to give him a blanket pardon, which meant that all of his former crimes, federal crimes, would have been erased. And so it seems to me that even all the way back to the old Martin Luther idea of indulgences, that you can pay now and sin later, is applicable in this. So I'm just wondering if you've looked at this concept of blanket pardons and whether the preposterousness of it.
Great, David. That's perfect. We're going to take it off the air, and we're going to have Todd talk about it. Thanks for the call, David. We're going to talk about these blanket pardons really quick with Todd Cunin, our criminal lawyer. Thanks, David, for the call. Go ahead, Todd.
Thank you, David. So first of all, typically when a pardon is issued, it's issued to somebody that is has either been convicted of a crime or is facing charges that have been currently filed, and a pardon can come out. The blanket pardon, I'm having a hard time thinking of one that has ever been used where it was we're going to pardon you for anything you made while you were working here, even though nothing has been filed against you as of right now, and things are even in a pre-investigatory state. Now, with regard to Representative Gates, I do know what you're speaking of. I would point out that every story that I have read this is why hearsay is not admissible in court, because it has been somebody said that somebody claims that he had asked for a blanket pardon for anything that he had done. I have yet to see anything or hear of anything where it was actually substantiated or where Representative Gates came out and said, yeah, I made the request for this. It's just somebody said they overheard somebody asking for something. And look, until it gets to be concrete, A, I'm not certain that ever happened, and B, the fact that even if it was made, that request was not granted would be partially, in my opinion, because you can't grant a blanket pardon until something has been filed, until somebody is facing charges, and at the time this request was allegedly made, there was nothing. There was maybe an investigation going on, and even then it was very early on, so... I would not make the leap that now people are buying their preemptive freedom for things they have done ahead of schedule. I think that's a bit of a leap to say that that's occurring.
And this is called blanket clemency, and it actually has been done. Governor George Ryan of Illinois issued a blanket clemency to all death row inmates after special clemency hearings in January 2003. So remember that the president and also governors have this power.
But in that case, those were death row inmates,
people
that have already been convicted. Blanket clemency for things that you're not even accused of yet?
Right.
I don't know.
We're going to be back. We're going to talk about the year, why Germany is being sued, and maybe get into Harvey Weinstein briefly. Then we're going to do quick takes.
Stay tuned. As Fred told you, more Radio Law Talk is coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bread's the best. Tom, not so much. This is the best show ever.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
I think it's the best show ever. Todd, you wanted to follow up on something really quick.
Yeah, just with regard to presidential pardons, to finish up the thought, the power for the presidential pardon comes under, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Presidential Powers, where it says the president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States. And note that it does not say for potential offenses. It does not say for, I think that implicit in that is the pardon power by the president. The president can't pardon somebody for a state offense. That's got to be the governor. It's got to be a federal offense and is for an offense against the United States, something that they are either a charge they are either currently facing because they've been indicted or charged or they've been convicted of it. The preemptive pardons, just the blanket pardons, I don't read this clause as extending that far.
Like Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon.
Right.
And yes. Nixon had been convicted of a federal crime, quit the presidency. Gerald Ford
wasn't
pardoned.
Convicted.
But he was charged. I'm sorry.
Charged.
Well, he would be charged. He was going to be impeached.
He was right on the edge.
Yes.
He was going to be impeached.
And then what was going to happen with Nixon is that his impeachment was going to be granted because the Republicans were going to vote to impeach him as well.
Right.
What was that hotel? What was the hotel?
Watergate Hotel.
Have you ever been in the Watergate? I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
The one thing I want to finish up on is the presidential pardon does not extend to impeachment cases.
Right.
So it says the president shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. So Richard Nixon stepped down to avoid impeachment.
Yeah.
Right.
Although under today's Congress, they probably still would have voted to impeach him, even though he wasn't in office anymore. But that's a discussion for a different day.
Yeah, right.
And but to the extent that he could have been charged and was facing indictment for federal crimes that were known, it was there, the pardon was appropriate. To do something with Gates that is so preemptive, it's in the investigatory stage, you wouldn't even know if a crime occurred. I don't think that there
and
could
I
be
think
a...
The Congress lost its taste for all of that after Nixon left. They said, okay, enough already. Just get out of the national collective memory and leave us alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watergate Hotel, I've stayed there. I've go to D.C.
Really?
For business. Yeah.
Cool.
Is Deep Throat your friend?
Oh, brother.
He's dead now.
Here's the deal. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guess what's in the elevator? What does it say in the elevator? Does anybody know?
Do not surreptitiously record conversations.
It says, there's a big sign. It is hilarious. It says, turn the recorder off. Right there where you press the buttons, it says, turn your tape recorder off. Yep, that was it. Okay, why is Germany being sued, Denise?
Well, the European Commission, they're suing them, taking them to the European Commission and Judicial Council. And the reason is because there are conservationist kind of laws that have been enacted. And Germany's had well over 10 years to become, you know, up to the standards of these laws. The laws are necessary to protect the environment. And 7 years ago, Germany was warned about this. And in fact, Germany's only native well that's in the northern part of the German Sea is suffering and at great risk of becoming extinct. So we got to see what's going to happen. But the Court of Justice of the European Union is going to take up this case. It's going to be an interesting one because it's the first time that this one provision on conservation of rare, threatened, or native flora and fauna has been sought to be enforced. And Germany's, you know, a big player in the EU. So we're going to have to see it and follow this one. It's going to be fun.
Speaking of Europe...
Yes.
How does that apply to Harvey Weinstein?
It does not, but it's still an interesting case. Harvey Weinstein serving a lot of time for his conviction on sexual assault charges out of the state of New York has now filed an appeal claiming that the judge allowed evidence that should not have been allowed, allowed a juror to stay on who should have been excluded, and that prejudiced his ability to receive a fair and impartial trial. Specifically, not every state allows this, but states like California and New York allow evidence to come in to show a common plan or scheme, and sometimes what that allows is evidence of other misconduct that's not necessarily charged. If I'm being charged with a DUI, typically on the guilt or innocence of the DUI, the prosecution couldn't say, yeah, and he did it four other times to try to prove I was guilty of the DUI, because they were like, oh my gosh, that's conduct to show conformity. In sexual assault cases, if there's a pattern that the person engages in about how they groom people or how they go about, you know, seducing somebody and forcing themselves on them, if there's a pattern, they can bring in evidence of that pattern of other individuals, even though those instances aren't charged, outside the statute of limitations, what have you.
Yeah.
The problem with that is at some point in time, you ask yourself, well, did the jury convict him because of what he's actually charged with, or did they convict him because they really hated what he did to all these other people whose charges aren't before the jury?
Right.
And so what Harvey Weinstein is arguing on appeal is that the court let in too much of this other evidence, and it prejudiced the jury. So that's one basis of the appeal. You know, remains to be seen whether or not that's going to work. I think the stronger basis for appeal is with regard to one juror who said that they were writing a book on mistreatment of women and basically essentially writing a book on the conduct that Harvey Weinstein was accused of engaging in, that he now stands convicted of. And the argument here is, wait a minute, that person should have been dismissed for cause because clearly they have a bias. They're writing a book on this. That person should not have stayed on the jury. The court would not dismiss that person.
Yes.
So because they stayed on the jury, the argument to the court is they tainted the jury. I should get a new trial.
So do you think that defense didn't kick her? Don't forget, the defense can kick her off, too.
Well,
didn't kick her off intentionally?
No, they did. They actually requested for her to get dismissed for cause in the court.
No, for cause. But then don't forget, you have so many preemptive dismissals that you can dismiss jurors, right?
Peremptory challenges.
Peremptory challenges. Why didn't they do a peremptory challenge and boot her off?
I don't know if they had any left at that point.
Okay, that's what the question is.
So what we're talking about here is when they do jury selection, the attorneys have an unlimited number of challenges, what they call challenges for cause. Those are things that the person has said during jury selection, the potential juror, that make them essentially unable to be fair and impartial. For example, let's say somebody came in and they were clearly racist, right?
Right.
And you know, if that came out and they made racist statements, the judge would dismiss them for cause because, look, you can't be fair and impartial. Now let's say somebody comes in and you know, they're a nurse. And the prosecution's like, you know what, nurses, statistically speaking, really feel for defendants. And so we can't challenge her for cause, but we have like 20 of these challenges. We can just get rid of anybody for any reason.
Peremptory challenges,
and they boot that person. But there's a limited number of those. And the defense may have been out of peremptory challenges at the time they were challenging this one person. And so the only way they could get rid of that person is a challenge for cause, and the court denied it. So they were stuck.
So we don't know that.
So we'll find out. We'll see what happens on appeal.
I think that's the only way the appeal is really going to work is if that was the case.
I think so. I think so. If they had peremptory challenges and they decided to let her stay, look, you could have bounced her. Why'd you keep them? Why'd you keep that person? So.
Hey, Fred, have you ever had anything happen in court that?
There's a lot of things I want to save this for next week. Todd and I know about a case that is the most interesting case that has to do with Baby Ruth's. And we're going to talk about it next week. So we're giving you a little tease because we're going to run out of time. It's too long of a case to discuss. And the judge brings up some very, very interesting questions because some judges, believe it or not, like to even put in their own questions to defense or the plaintiff. I mean, in this case, it was a criminal case of someone doing something in the open public that they shouldn't have that looks like a Baby Ruth. And the whole case surrounded some interesting smell tests and vision tests. And we're going to discuss that next week. Don't let us forget, Cal. That's a great shared gotcha moment for lawyers. But before we do all that stuff, we're going to take ourselves out with Quick Take.
Now
can I start?
It's time for Quick Takes. And let's go first to Mr. Frederick Penny.
Nike and Lil Nas X, if that's how you say, settled their lawsuit of the devil shoes. I'm going to go talk to Puma Shoes for Radio Law Talk shoes. Instead of blood in these shoes, we're going to put our spit. So there we go.
Or a Baby Ruth, Mr. Kunin.
Be careful what you ask for. This goes to the Harvey Weinstein lawyers. It's not all about winning in trial. You have to protect the integrity of conviction on appeal. And if you get too much of what you want, you may have to do it over again.
Ms. Dirks, your final take.
Yeah, Kesha, you know, her use of the anti-slap was not a mere objection and motion to strike. She doesn't get to hit the defendant.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, to me, not literally strike. I got it.
Or slap.
Okay, Fred, send us up.
And we're out. Next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. Thanks for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.